Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We talk about a life that was incredibly impactful from with somebody who was good friends with him, has known him for a long time, a legend in his own right, a titan of the game, the great Jim Boeheim from Syracuse. Five Final Fours, almost 1,000 wins. Coach, appreciate you carving out some time, and certainly condolences to your friend John Thompson. How you doing today, man?
Oh, it's a tough day. You know, John was a bigger-than-life figure. You know, we talk about coaches and legendary coaches, but he was in a class by himself. He set a standard for all young coaches, not black young coaches, all coaches. Mm-hmm. He was a great basketball coach. His team's played as tough defensively as any teams that I've ever coached against. But, you know, he was a role model for all of us, and he inspired African-American kids to be better, to be the best they could be, and he shaped a lot of lives. He was concerned about the student-athlete, not just the athlete. You had to study, you had to do your work if you played for John Thompson. And there's very few bigger-than-life figures, and there's very few figures that are unique. And John Thompson was unique and a bigger-than-life figure. You know, I've always said it's funny, but sports fans go to watch the games. They usually don't go to watch coaches. Mm-hmm. But trust me, fans went to see John Thompson coach. Mostly to boo at him. Boo
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
yeah. Yell at him. But he liked that. He knew when he came to Syracuse, there'd be 32,000 people screaming at him. And he loved that. He really wanted to be in that moment. But he was a great coach. He was a guy that took things seriously. If something wasn't right, when the Prop 48, 40, you know, 42, what I can't remember the name.
I think it was both, Jim. I think it was both 48
yeah,
and 42.
It was too bad. They were both bad. And, you know, he walked out and said, that's not right. It's not right. It's a completely racial thing. 90% of the kids affected by this are young African-American kids that don't take the SAT scores well. And, of course, we know today some of the great schools in the country don't even require SAT mm-hmm. scores. But he was not afraid to stand up and walk out. If he was here today, he would be walking out. He would be leading the way on what things we need to do to help this country. And, again, I don't say this lightly. There was only one John Thompson, and there will never be another John Thompson.
That's great. Go ahead, T. That was an awesome coach.
You know, BT in the segment before, Coach, was talking about when the Big East formed and, you know, all the invites that went out and some that rejected and some that said, yes, we want to be a part of this thing. Tell us the impact of Georgetown at that time joining the Big East and creating what became maybe the most iconic conference in the history of college basketball.
Well, you know, it's to give you a short history. John and I and Louie, the three of the main three of the four that were really talking about it, Providence, of course, being the other one, we didn't want to be in. We were happy. We were winning. But Dave Gava, who was a lot smarter than all three of us, said, no, this is a better way. This will be better for you, for your program. And, you know, Dave was 100% right, like he always was. And he got us to come along, and he actually got us to think, let us think it was our idea to come along. And that was the beauty of Dave Gavitt. But what happened when we started the league pretty quickly, and we were good and we were competitive, but, you know, John recruited Patrick Ewing, and Louis recruited Chris Mullen, and I got, you know, Pearl to come here. And all of a sudden, the league went to a whole new level. The ESPN package came up, and we were on nationwide before anybody else was. And, you know, it enabled our league to be first and foremost, and it went from nothing to really the best league in college basketball. I think there's no argument. You can't argue that.
Nope.
But obviously we couldn't keep the nine together because of football concerns. But if we had, it would still be the best league. But, you know, John was a huge part of that. You really can't discount all that he brought to the table. And, you know, he was a great basketball coach, but he was great at a lot of things. And we started out, you know, we had a rivalry like none other. I mean, I know North Carolina and Duke is probably the biggest rivalry over 50 years in college basketball. But when John Thompson was at Georgetown, Syracuse Georgetown was as big as it gets. And it was as tough as it gets. But that's what he brought to the table. And he set examples for young coaches. This is what you have to do to be great. And P.J. Carlesimo learned. Rick Pitino saw it. Gary Williams saw it up in Boston College. Jay Wright saw it. Jim Calhoun saw it. And they all became great coaches, Hall of Fame coaches.
Yep.
And because of John, I mean, you had to play up to the Georgetown standard or you would get rolled over. And those coaches learned, and they recruited, and they coached, and they got to where they could compete. And it was all because of John's example at Georgetown. And it was a great experience and a great period in basketball history, I thought.
So we're talking to Jim Boeheim, head coach of Syracuse. He's got a championship himself. He's got a bunch of Final Fours, almost 1,000 wins. You know, Jim, I was saying to Tiki before, excluding Coach Haskins at Texas Western 1966 when they beat Rupp in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, I'm not saying that John Thompson, you know, is quite a John Wooden or a Coach K on that level. And by no means do I mean to denigrate him. But what I am saying is that from impact and influence, I don't know outside of Haskins if anybody's had a more profound, poignant impact on the sport than Coach Thompson. Is that a fair statement?
Well, it's hard for me to say this to a radio personality, but yeah, I mean, you're right, 100% right. I'm not talking about best coaches because Wooden and, you know, Mike and Krzyzewski and, you know, Dean Smith, Bobby Knight, I mean, they're, you know, they're right out there on the top of the board, I think, and there are many other great coaches. And John was a great coach, but he was a figure, bigger in terms of his impact on the game, and particularly young coaches and young African-American players and coaches. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but 1970 when he was coaching, I guarantee you there were not many African-American head coaches. I don't even know the number. I remember a few, you know, but there weren't many. But today, because of John Thompson, there's a lot of African-American coaches, as there should be. And at that time, the National Basketball Association, there probably were a couple head coaches, black African-American head coaches. Now there's many, and there should be more. But John set the standard. And again, he was, I won't say the greatest coach, because I don't think he was, but he might have been the greatest figure in college basketball in terms of his influence on the game and on players and coaches.
Yeah.
And is, you know, we had a really bitter, bitter rivalry for 10 or 15 years until we finally came together and talked it out. And we became good friends, very good friends, and we talked a lot. And that it's probably the biggest turnaround in sports history, probably. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I can't find a comparison of, you know, how far we came to become such you know, good friends at the end, and for a long time, really, not just at the end.
Yeah.
But it was a great rivalry, but you're right 100%. He had a huge impact on the game.
Coach, we got 20 seconds. We're playing college basketball this year or what? Are you coaching
absolutely.
This year? We playing?
We're absolutely playing. The best thing for college athletes to be on campus. There's going to be problems. There's going to be setbacks. And some presidents can't handle that. But what do you want the kids to do, go home and infect all their parents and their grandparents? Let's keep them on campus. They're safer here. Athletes are it's proven. We've already proven that our athletes, we're going to have some tests. But all the guys that have tested positive in football are back playing.
Yeah.
So I think they're safer here. I think we'll have football and basketball. We're having all the other sports. I think they're doing good. The highlight of yesterday – for the last couple of days with the Yankee comeback, and then first Dustin Johnson and then John Rahm making impossible putts.
That's right.
Hey, listen, Jim, you can't be bringing this stuff up now as we have to go. I mean, John Rahm drained a 61-foot putt. The Yankees coming back. They're losing by 5 runs, and then they hit a grand slam pinch hit bomb in game 2 with Sanchez.
Yeah.
I
turned it off.
I got to call you. I'm calling you in the next week to talk about this stuff again. We got to go. But great perspective, Jim. Thank you so much on John Thompson. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.